Welcome back to Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone. Just south of Nashville, along the Cumberland Plateau, lies the beautiful college campus of Sewanee. Many notables have passed through the gates, maybe even you. But Nashville native Don Winston sees things a little bit differently at Sewanee, and he's written an eerie new book that turns the place on its head and may leave you with a sleepless night or two. We spoke with Don about his book, Sewanee, a Paranoid Thriller, to learn more.
Don, welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's always really fun. I talk to lots of people, and it's always a personal treat to me when I get to talk to someone from Nashville who's really doing some amazing work. Of course, lots of people are, but a lot of creative energy that came out of this town, I'm learning.
It did. A lot of people are into that. Yes.
Yeah. So I guess we have so much to talk about, but I guess let's, in a nutshell, talk a little bit about the book, Sewanee. I know that I read it, and I was riveted, and of course, as I've told you, it really cost me a couple nights sleep, because it is quite the thriller, and had me just a tad spooked, but it's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of people here that are either alums of Sewanee or students of Sewanee and might recognize some things. So tell me a little bit about kind of what inspired you to write it, and talk a little bit about the story.
Well, it's completely fiction, but growing up in Nashville, I was certainly aware of Sewanee, and I used to visit it when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And then just a few years ago, I thought when I was back in town, I would go back and visit again. And for those who've been there, those who visited, know that I think it's one of the most beautiful campuses in the country. And it's just such a magic, just the landscape and the buildings and the architecture. And then the students are so friendly and the professors, it has a wonderful family feel to it.
Yeah.
And I went back there and was just so spellbound by it. And I just thought, well, I was just inspired to write a book about it. And so many wonderful things have been written about Sewanee. And like I said, Sewanee is so perfect that I decided to create sort of an alter ego, like an evil twin.
Yeah.
To it. And so Sewanee becomes the setting of a thriller, of a mystery, of a paranoid thriller, and completely fiction. And it's not literally based on Sewanee. I changed some things enough. But it's based on the concept of a school that perfect.
Yeah.
And it's about a high school kid in New Jersey who is recruited on scholarship to go to this school, and he's very excited about it, and he does. And when he gets there, he sort of makes his first family of friends that he's ever had, because he's sort of a loner.
Yeah.
And he gets swept up in the beauty and the perfection of Sewanee, and then bad things start to happen.
Yeah.
One by one. And things get worse and worse and worse, and it becomes, the paranoid part is that he's not sure if there's something really bad going on, or if it's in his imagination, or if these things are all coincidences. And by the time he figures out what's going on, he's really in a pickle.
Yeah. And of course, you know, the other thing that I think is really such a great device is that, you know, being a freshman, kids always feel a little disoriented when they first go away to college anyway. And
right.
So, you know, they make attachments with people because they're all in this sort of same altered state when they first go away. And so, you know, there's a lot of that stuff, the real fun stuff, but that sort of sense of, is this my real life now?
Yeah.
Is it, where am I? It's so different from home. You know, mom and dad aren't there. There's no one supervising me and all that. So you really sort of create that sense as well. You have a really good feel for that experience that college kids have when they first go away, where they don't know what's real, what's not.
Well, right. And everything is so fresh and new to him. And he says when he gets there, my life starts on this day. And and he meets his first real, the same way a lot of people do when they go to college. Yeah. It's the first time they choose their friends. And the world is so fresh and new to him that he drinks it all in. And this is his first real family, not just his fellow students and roommates and classmates, but also the professors and the people that work there. And it becomes his first real true family, so that when things start to happen to some of them, it's even more disturbing to him.
Yeah, it's really like I say, I was totally spooked. It was a fun read. I'm speaking with Don Winston. He's the author of Sewanee, a Paranoid Thriller. And Don's a Nashville native, but now you're out in LA writing all kinds of other stuff too. And
that's right.
This is your very first novel. But I'm just kind of curious how you did your research on this book, because it, in addition to the detail about Sewanee itself, there's a lot of other. I mean, when I was reading it, I thought, oh, this is an author who grew up around the same time as I did. I know you're a little younger, but, you know, that sort of Cold War mentality, that a lot of the things that we all grew up with, the cloak and dagger, the Hitchcockian sorts of psychological stuff. So what kind of research did you do on all that other stuff?
Well,
that you can share without giving away important.
Well, that's true. Well, first of all, I did a tremendous amount of research on Suwannee itself. Yeah. I went to visit and got all the books, and that was easy to do because so many books have been written about it.
Yeah.
Wonderful coffee table books. But also, the book has sort of been compared as a cross between Pat Conroy and Stephen King,
mm-hmm.
in that it's part literature and part horror.
Yeah.
And my role model for the book was Ira Levin, who mm-hmm. was the writer who wrote Rosemary's Baby,
yeah.
and A Stepford Wives. He was sort of the master of the paranoid,
yeah.
thriller, in that it's what he termed it was the everyday gone wrong.
Yeah.
And Hitchcock mined a lot of that same type of story,
yeah.
where the hero, the good guy, doesn't know he's in a thriller, doesn't know he's in a
yes,
mystery.
Yes.
He's living his life, and the world is conspiring around him
yeah.
to trap him. And that becomes the psychological suspense. And so I in addition to the research I did for the facts of the book, I also researched and did a lot of study for with these writers
yeah.
who specialized in that. There's a Twilight Zone aspect to the book.
Yeah.
There is sort of a Stepford Wives aspect to the book. But ultimately, it's a coming-of-age story about this one boy. And how he sort of learns what the world is like, and the world is not what it seems, at least in this situation.
Right.
And that's what creates the horror. He's not going, our guy is not looking for trouble.
No.
He's looking to live his life.
Yeah.
And trouble finds him, and like so many of us, he ignores the trouble.
Yeah.
Because he wants to live his life, and he doesn't think he's in a book.
Right.
And by the time he realizes that that there is real trouble,
yeah.
it's much worse than he thought.
Yeah. Well, and of course, the other interesting thing is, a lot of times in, horror stories often take place in these secluded places, but, you know, a lot of coming of age stories usually is the small town kid going to the big city.
Right.
And here you've done the reverse, because he's from New Jersey,
yep.
adjacent to New York City. So, you know, he's the big city kid going out to the mountains in Tennessee. And you do a lovely job describing the drive, you know, when he arrives at the Nashville airport and yeah. drives down to Suwannee. And I have been on that drive, and it is exactly the way you describe it, and sort of the sense of wonder that he has at, oh, wow, this is so pretty and mm-hmm. clean, and there's not a lot of people and crowds, and the way he describes the students when he arrives, they all look like these buff, you know,
yes.
models. And I read that and I thought, yeah, that's probably the way it is, you know,
yeah.
at Suwannee. But
they're very healthy, very athletic, and of course, just the beauty of the place going there the
yeah.
first time you're there, especially if you're from the streets of New Jersey,
yeah.
it would seem overwhelming. And I've done that drive myself.
Yeah.
And the closer and closer you get to the school, and you go up into the mountains, and you're in the elevation, your ears start to pop, and you get a little giddy anyway
yeah.
because you're going so high up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you turn a corner, and there you are on the main drag
yeah.
through Suwannee, and it's like you're at if Walt Disney and Ralph Lauren created a college campus together, it would be Suwannee.
Yeah, you really do an amazing job describing the locale and everything. And of course, as you said, it does have that. I mean, The Stepford Wives was the first sort of horror movie I ever saw,
uh-huh.
and it has remained with me all of. I mean, I was in high school, and I think about it like it stays with me. And I think this book will have the same effect, because when I it's only been a few days since I finished it, and I'm still walking around like thinking about it and going back to pages and clues. You know what? It's just really an interesting plot, the way you've kind of constructed the whole thing.
Well,
so.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah,
yeah.
The whole thing is just to, like I said, the person's not looking for trouble.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm speaking with Don Winston. He's from right here in Nashville, but he wrote his first novel. It's called Suwannee, a Paranoid Thriller. And Don, I wanted to also touch on sort of the unique way that you're publishing the book, which is through the e-reader, through
right.
Amazon. And you know, there's been a lot in the news lately about that is sort of a new way that authors are getting published, that books are getting out into the marketplace. And so I'm curious why you chose that as your first avenue of publication.
Well, my book agent and I talked about it, and we decided to go the independent publishing route just because it affords you much more control. You
sure.
can directly access your readers. You can control where it's sold, how much it's sold for, and you control the marketing, the advertising, the publicity, all those things. It just gives you greater control. And now these days, with the e-reader, it's just much easier to sell it directly that way. The book will be out in physical print in March. So right now it's available
right.
on Amazon in e-reader form, and you can get it anytime you want. It was just a it seems to be the present and the future in many ways of publishing.
Yeah.
And just more direct access to your reader.
Right. And I mean, the good news, I think, for all of us as consumers of books is that there's so much more available.
Right.
To sort of, you know, whatever your interest is, you can find a book about it. And, of course, the ease of downloading it and reading it. And, you know, it's less expensive that way from a consumer standpoint.
Absolutely. And, of course, people can have both. They can have the physical book and they can also have the e-book. A lot of people do that because there will always be wonderful bookstores like Parnassus. And,
yeah.
And you know, Barnes and Noble and all those places.
But let's hope.
There will be. No, there will be. I mean, I love Parnassus. And when the book comes out in print in March, I'm hoping to maybe sell it there. We'll see. I'll have to talk to them.
They love local authors, I'll tell you.
And this really would be, I think, a perfect book for their store. So I think, like for me in particular, if I have a physical book and then I get the e-book, I have them both.
Yeah.
And there have been surveys done that show more and more readers, especially young readers, have both. They may get the paperback and they get the e-book. And together, the price ends up being the hardback. But they have it in
There are certain places you can't take your iPad, like to the beach or the pool. You know, you can't lay in the pool on a raft and read it because, God forbid, you drop your iPad in the water.
Absolutely.
You know, so that, which is always my thing, because that's when I do most of my reading is like at the pool because I'm on vacation. So I'm always nervous. And then if I go swim, I leave my iPad down. Somebody's going to steal it, you know.
True.
So sometimes a paper book, you know, a print version is really more
practical. It's good to have both.
Practical.
The ease of that, if you want a book, if you want Swanee, a paranoid thriller, you can go online and you can get it immediately and have it on your Kindle or your iPad immediately.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. And of course, you know, the other nice thing about when you do it that way is there's all the other social media that you can link to it. And,
yes.
Yeah. And I encourage you all to go get it and read it. It's really a lot of fun. And even if you've never been to Swanee, you feel like you will have been there. And if you're not a huge fan of psychological thrillers, you're going to be surprised. This really, I was completely caught off guard by the end.
Well, thank you.
I was totally shocked.
Thank you.
It goes one way and then it turns out another. And you really can't predict. It's fabulous. Well, thanks, Don. It's such a pleasure to have you with me today. And
Barbara, thanks for having me. It's been great fun.
And you've got something new coming out too at some point, right?
I do. I have another paranormal thriller coming out in a few months. There's a teaser to it at the back of the Swanee.
All right.
Book. It'll be there. It's about a private club in San Francisco.
Ooh, can hardly wait. Yeah, I can hardly wait to see that. Well, thanks again. And you'll have to come back when you get the next book done and we'll talk about that.
I'd love to, Barbara. Thank you.
Zone About Town is a public service presentation brought to you by 104.5 The Zone. If you have any questions or comments concerning today's show or suggestions for future shows, contact us at 104.5thezone.com. Be sure to join us next week for another edition of Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone.